We're now doing Mishnah Yisdalad and Hay in Perikei, in the fifth chapter of Arachin. Mishnah Dalad, Omer Erko Shel Ploni Olai. A person makes an Erich vow in which he promises to pay to the Beis HaMikdash, or the Gizbar, to the treasurer of the Beis HaMikdash, the value, the Erich value of so-and-so. And again, the value that the Torah assigns to a person based upon his years. Here we're speaking about a man, so I'm just mentioning his years. Now, the Mishnah mentions Meis HaNodir V'HaNidur. If both the person who made the vow and the person whose value was the object of this vow, if they both died, Yitnu HaYorshim, the Yorshim, the heirs of the person who made the vow, have to pay the of the deceased neither. And the Rav explains that this is a case where before they died, there was at least an understanding, the Kohanim understood that this person was designated and they knew what his age was. So as a result, they knew what the other fellow, the Nodir, owed to the Beis HaMikdash. So the Yorshim, the heirs, in such a case, have to pay. However, if it wasn't an Erech vow, rather he said, Domov Shoploni Olai. He said, the person's value is upon me. Meis HaNodir. If the person who made the vow died, Yitnu HaYorshim. In such a case, the Yorshim have to give, because the person is still, the person whose valuation is still alive, so he can still be evaluated by the Kohanim, determine how much he's worth. So as a result, the Yorshim have to go through that practice to fulfill the vow of the vow of their deceased father. Meis HaNidur, however, if the Nidur died, and in this case there's no fixed value, he has to be appraised and he's dead. Dead person can't be appraised, because he has to be stood up and appraised by Kohanim, and he's dead already. There's nothing to left for him to be appraised. Lo yitnu hayorshim, to yorshim don't give. She'ein damim lemeisim, because dead people have no intrinsic value in terms of nedarim. They have no value in terms of nedarim. Mishnah Hey, Shor Ze Ola. If a person made we make a distinction between neder and nedava. A neder, if a person says I have to pay a shor, he says shor olai. And he is mafrish. He designates an animal that he's going to bring as an ola, and the animal dies. He's still chayev to bring another animal because he hasn't fulfilled his vow. He said shor olai, didn't say zeh. If a person, however, designates when his vow is a shor zeh olai, saying the word zeh. Then it's what's called an edova, another word for a vow, but it's a vow where if the animal dies, he no longer is obligated to bring anything else, because he designated the animal specifically, shorzeolai. So this is really an edova over here. A person made the edova shorzeola. This shor is an ola. Is an animal that's fully burnt on Mizbeach, except for his skin, which goes to the Kohanim, by is a korban. And he says, this house is a korban. Now again, we have to make a distinction between two types of hekdish. One is bachim beach, holy things which go on the Mizbeach, and the other is koshi bedek abayis, holy things which don't have a relationship to the Mizbeach, to the altar, but rather their value goes to the Beis HaMikdash, for the maintenance of the Beis HaMikdash, and the structure, essentially maintenance structure and like functioning of the Beis HaMikdash. And that's Kotshi Bedek HaBayis, where the object is generally sold and the money is used for the purposes of maintaining the Beis HaMikdash. So if a person made these two types of vows, Shor is the Ola, this Shor is an Ola, which we said is really Nedova, and Bayis is a Korban, and this house is a Korban, Meis HaShor V'Nofel HaBayis Einu Chayev L'Shalim. If the Shor dies, or if the house collapses and falls down, he is not obligated to pay. Because he said this house, meaning this house as it was a standing structure, and not the the debris that's left afterwards. So he is not obligated to pay anything. However, if he said the Meishor Zeh Olai Ola, the value of the Shor is incumbent upon me to pay for an Ola. O the Mei Bayezeh Olai Korban, or the value of this house is upon me to bring for a korban. Meiser shor v'nofel abayis chayav l'shalim. If the ox dies, or if the house falls down, he's obligated to pay because he didn't make the vow in terms of the house or the ox, but the value of the ox as he made the vow, and the value of the house at the time that he made the vow. And as a result, even if the ox dies, or the house falls down, he's obligated to pay. That's the end of Mishnah.